ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ लास्ट् क्लास् वी सा हौ द थाट्स् आर् रिसाल्व्ड् इन् स्लीप् thoughts naturally resolve. In meditation, in samadhi, thoughts are resolved consciously. In sleep, thoughts are resolved without being conscious. Naturally, thoughts resolve. And in samadhi, thoughts are resolved consciously. But still, those thoughts will arise again. Because ajnanam is still there. And in jnanam, such resolving the thoughts, either having the thoughts resolved in sleep unconsciously, naturally, or resolving the thoughts consciously in samadhi, will give rise to what? Rising of thoughts. Samadhi is called what? Such resolution is called layaha. But nashaha means what? Without having resolved the thoughts, knowing the truth of the thoughts is what? Actually resolving the thoughts. Without having adu ennangale odunga cheyyamaleye ennangalin iruppai aridale ennangale odunga cheyidal. Understand now? Without having really put the thoughts to sleep, without having, without making any efforts to undo the thoughts or drop the thoughts or put the thoughts to sleep, having the thoughts also, you can resolve the thoughts. There really thoughts are put to sleep. In samadhi, thoughts are resolved, means thoughts are put to sleep. But you are conscious. So I said, consciously you are resolving thoughts in samadhi by practice of meditation. Whether you have non-dual experience or dual experience, still thoughts are resolved. No? That means thoughts are really put to sleep, consciously. And in deep sleep, in sleep state, without effort also, thoughts are resolved naturally. Wherein you are not conscious of thoughts being resolved until you wake up. But in jnanam also thoughts are resolved, we say. But in jnanam, without having put the thoughts to sleep, you say you are resolving the thoughts. That means what? You are resolving the thoughts without putting the thoughts to sleep means knowing the truth of the thoughts. Understand? Thereby saying every thought is nothing but awareness is what? Resolving thought in its reality. See, knowing the truth of anything, reality of anything, existence of anything, and saying, oh, this is nothing but the reality, when you say, is what? Resolving the thought. And we have beautiful, some small Tamil verse in Thirumandiram. மரத்தை மறைத்தது மாமத யானை மரத்தில் மறைந்தது மாமத யானை. It's a big elephant, wooden elephant, carved in big nice wood, rosewood. So it looks very brown, maroonish red, maroonish brown color, rosewood, not even teak wood, okay, rosewood. And well polished also. And you see from distance, a proper big huge elephant with also artificially fixed tusks and all that. When you see from distance, oh, look at this. Because the temple also has a real elephant. In front of every temple, big temples in India, we have real elephant also. You saw, no, Randiji. We have big elephants also. And if it's a Vishnu temple, the temple elephant will have Sri Churnam, Namam. Shiva temple means elephant will have big patta. Because a poor elephant doesn't mind, okay, anything is okay. But it's all our Bhakta's problem. So we either put Namam, Potrupal, and we put this. And the elephant will be standing, and in our prayer or poem, the temple or dance, if we go near, give 1 rupee, it will clip one leg and dance also. Rajaji saw that. You know that? We'll lift one leg and it dance also in Perur Kovilla. But the real elephant is there. And suppose some temples, like big, huge temples, suppose that those days, I don't know why Thirumala thought about it. Huge, big, real elephant which looks like original, real elephant. From distance, look at the two elephants, one this side and one other side. You know? The other one looks little very fresh and young also. Because, you know, you see from distance, you only see the varnish, little black shade varnish. No, but really, don't really go. And then you think, oh, there are not two elephants, only one elephant. Why? Only one side is the real elephant dancing. Other elephant is not dancing, moving quiet, without standing quietly. You go near. What happened to this? Go near. Oh, and you touch. Oh, look at this. It's a wooden elephant. It is wood, made of wood. This is only wood, not elephant. Where is the elephant? You still see the elephant. Where is the elephant? You have resolved the elephant. And it's what? There is no real elephant. Understand? That means what? There is as though elephant. The elephant is what? Wood. Elephant is wood means knowing the truth of the wood elephant, resolving the elephant in its reality is what? Elephant is wood. There is only wood when you say elephant which seems to be there is as though. Isn't it? This is what resolving, resolution. Understand? You do without undoing, just by recognizing the truth, resolving, no? Saying what is there is only the reality when you say, is resolving what seems to be there in what is there. Resolving what is seemingly there in what is really there is what? As a resolution. Isn't it? So, Marathai Maraitadhi Ma Madayanai. When from distance, Madayanai you see. Okay? This Madayanai is hiding. What is it? What is covered by Madayanai? What is hidden by Madayanai? Maram. Wood. The elephant is hiding the wood. Marathai Maraitadhi Ma Madayanai. Then when you go near and find out, oh, where is the wood? Where is the elephant? Marathil maraindadu mamada yanai. The resolve, that is what? Marathil mamada yanai maraidal is what? You don't, it is, still you see the elephant. But when you go near and see the wood, though the elephant is resolved in wood. That means what? You still see the elephant. It is that resolution is in terms of knowledge, you have resolved it. Marathil marindadu mamadayani. Similarly, parathai marithadu par mudal bhutam. Param, absolute reality, the awareness. Param means don't say everything. Param means what? Param is absolute reality. Reality which lends existence to just as the wood which lends existence to the whole elephant. The reality which lends existence to everything that is here is Param. Parathai maraithadu par mudal bhutam. Par mudal bhutam and all these elements and the elemental manifestations, nama rupas, hide the Param, the absolute reality. Once you understand what is Param, parathil maraindadu par mudal bhutam. It's called resolving. Understand? Similarly, without putting the thoughts to sleep, knowing the truth of the thoughts is knowing the truth of the mind. Resolving the mind, oh, every thought is nothing but awareness. Every wave is nothing but H2O. If you say, without undoing the thought wave, without flattening the wave, without doing anything, In here, your appreciation of wave is H2O is what? Resolving wave in its reality. So without undoing the thoughts, without putting the thoughts to sleep, that is the difference. Understand? No. Really, when you say thoughts are resolved, ennangal odungukindrana means really thoughts are put to sleep in sleep, deep sleep state. And thoughts are put to sleep consciously in samadhi. But in jnanam, without putting the thoughts to sleep, having the thoughts also, you resolve the thoughts. How? By knowing their reality. You say, once you say thoughts are there, then you say thoughts are there, we are denying the existence of thought, just as we cannot deny the existence of the elephant. But we say elephant is wood, isn't it? Jagat is reality, Brahma. We say like that. Every thoughts, how do you say that? Thoughts are awareness. Is also resolving. That understanding, how do you arrive at? By knowing the content of the I, by knowing the meaning of the word I, the essence of the word I, thereby arrive at the content of, the I am. You arrive at the content of all the thoughts, thereby the entire mind, thereby the existence of the whole Jagat. And for which, that is why, only by knowing, arriving at the I, meaning of the word I, you arrive at the meaning of the substance of the entire mind, substantive mind, you arrive at the existence of the entire Jagat. That is, but how to arrive at it, that is why we need to do enquiry. Enquiry into the meaning of the word I. What this I actually is. Understand? We have to do that. That is why we were doing all those things earlier. See how beautifully he is taking. No? First he has to explain to us what is this. That is why people always say you have to give up your mind, drop the mind, thoughts have to be killed. That will not work. And resolving the thoughts consciously, without putting them to sleep, resolve thoughts in the reality, by knowing the reality, is what? Nashaha. Resolving the thoughts for good. And when you arrive at the meaning of the word I, then you understand what first he said, one has to inquire into the meaning of the word I. What is this actually, what this I actually is? Instead of asking what I am, I'm saying what I this is. You want to know the truth of the everything as the truth of the mind. And truth of the mind has to be understood as the truth of the meaning of the word I. That is how it's available for recognition. Once you know the truth of the I, you have understood the I of everything. Understand now? You understood the I of everything is one and the same. If you know the content, the substance, the meaning of the word I, substance or the substantive I, the first person singular pronoun, then you have understood the I of everything. So how to, if you understand, arrive at it, then what will you say? Marathil marindadu mamadayanai. Understand? Similarly, I becomes resolved in what? Awareness. I become resolved in awareness. Once I become resolved in awareness, you understand I am actually consciousness. I is equal to awareness. Like wave is equal to H2O, I is equal to awareness, pure awareness. Understand? You resolve it. Once I becomes resolved, this I thought is resolved in its reality, then what will happen? Ahami nasha bhaji. We saw that last class. I'm going to go to the new verse now. But then what happens? This essence on the body-mind complex will be resolved. I sense the body when it comes to dissolved, then spurati. What spurati? Then only awareness alone is there as the meaning of the word I. Spurati, understand? You don't need to go and undo it. It just reveals by itself. In the wake of knowledge, see, you inquire into the meaning of the word I, inquiry, self-enquiry, okay, leads to what? Leads to the truth of I. If you inquire what this wave is all about, wave will end up in what? Inquiry into the wave will end up in what? H2O. It can't go beyond that, isn't it? It had to stop there. So similarly, what is I am, okay, what is I is, actually when you inquire into, you end up in what? Pure awareness, pure consciousness. Then I am resolved, okay, the I thought is resolved in awareness, in its reality. That's what Ahami Nasha Bhaji, okay. And what happens? Spurati, in the wake of the knowledge of the meaning of the word I, then in the light of the knowledge you see just the awareness. Awareness reveals itself to you. How lucky I am. This morning also I had to teach this. Awareness reveals itself. Before you did not know the meaning of the word I. Therefore there was only ignorance. Ignorance of the I. Before enquiry, there was ignorance of the meaning of the word I. Now you know when you and after self-enquiry, you have the knowledge of the meaning of the word I. And that when you contemplate upon the meaning of the word I, understand now, then naturally this purati, it reveals itself. Like what? Suppose it is like in the light. There is darkness here. Suppose, imagine this darkness. In darkness, all the opaque objects are existent. Opaque objects are existent. Understand? But in darkness, opaque objects are as good as non-existent. They're existent, but as good as non-existent. Why? They do not shine. They do not reveal their presence. They do not shine. Because, why? Because darkness is of the nature of covering things. Covering things. And when the light is brought in, you walk in. Does the light create the objects? Please tell me. You have to think here carefully. Light does not create the objects. The light is there, objects reveal. Does a chair or TV have to do something to reveal its presence? Come on, I'm here. Come and see me. Does it need to tell you? No. Light is, the object reveals itself. As it is. Without changing, without dancing, without moving, without calling, without talking, just by being what it is, it reveals. Isn't it? Similarly, the I thought, okay? As long as there is ignorance of the self, ignorance of the meaning of the word I, being awareness, you do not know what, understand now. Once you know the meaning of the word awareness, meaning of the word, meaning I, being pure awareness, in the light of knowledge of the self, in the light of knowledge of the meaning of the word I, you know, in that light, awareness, sat, spurati, it reveals itself. That means what? Without doing anything. What happened to it before? It was covered. Understand now? Example is easy. What is said is little very profound. You have to think, put in some thinking. Doesn't matter. We'll go ahead. We'll become clear. Don't worry. It needs some time. That's all. So, Parama Purna Sat. This absolute reality which fills everything which is of the nature of fullness reveals the pure existence which is of the nature of fullness reveals itself to you. That is why we always say our Swamiji does not like the me, you like say self-experience. You know, self, we have to experience self. Self-realization. As a tradition teacher, Swamiji doesn't like all these words, all modern Vedantic terms, okay? Really speak of self-realization, self-experience, you know, realized soul. All words are very, very vague, okay? You don't even know here, okay? You do not even know the meaning of the word I. That is why Upanishad's words reveal the nature of the I. Shastra's words reveal the nature of the meaning of the word I. And then you, all that you study, because how? The word say what the self is not, and it also says what. And then by using the word which reveal the nature of the self, by constantly studying Shravanam, by doing Shravanam for quite some time, you have, okay, this is what is the nature of the self, you understand. And then this methodology is used, you arrive at it, it clicks for you. It's like how it clicks, you know. Suppose I come from India, and I do not know, somebody in India told me, there's a girl called Anjana, and she's from London, she's from UK, and she's living in Aylesbury. Go and meet her. And then I never saw her before. I don't know who she was. I don't know who she is. I do not know anything about her. But still I had to meet her. I know her name. I haven't met her before. And then the person, when you meet that person, this is the address she's living. And this is how she looks. This is how she looks. All about her. How tall she is, how her eyes look, how her nose looks. Some picture, okay, she gives. And then etc. All about details about the person. Then when I go to Aylesbury searching for her, I see many tall girls. And many brown-skinned girls also. So who is Anjana of this? Understand? Like that. What is the reality? Whole jagat is Brahma, Param Brahma. Whole jagat is Param Brahma. Whole jagat is reality only. Like, you know, Yana is Maram. Jagat is Param. Whole jagat is Param, in fact. Whole jagat, how to recognize? Who is this? All the girls look tall and all the girls look, you know, pretty and very beautiful and nice girls, nice. Who is this, you know? One who has this extra, okay? Something. Collyrium. And make it. Okay, because I know these local girls don't put all those things. They don't know all those things. I don't know where they put. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. And this is what is now. This is not realizing Anjana. This is recognizing Anjana. Understand now? Recognition. It is not realizing, it is not experiencing Anjana. Understand now? I never met her before. It's not a recognition. That is why self-cognition, self-knowledge means self-recognition. You are only arriving at the person who is already existing. Understand? And then you do not know. You haven't known before. It is not knowing somebody you miss, forgotten, and then you realize. It's not that. You never knew. Completely new person I am going, just going and seeing. Am I experiencing Anjana? Or am I realizing her or what? This is recognition. Understand now? It's only recognition. Like that. Here, this is only recognition. Self-recognition. By inquiry, you recognize. By inquiry, you arrive at it. Then, it reveals to you. Purnasat. Parama Purnasat. No? The reality, the existence, the pure existence, which is of the nature of fullness, which remains filling everything, that becomes Spurati, that reveals itself. We saw that, but now, he's again going back. He's explaining again how to understand the self. He's saying again, Idamaham pada bhikyamanvaham. Idamaham pada bhikyamanvaham. Idamaham pada bhikyamanvaham. Ihamadam pada bhikyamanvaham. Ahamilinake pyalayasattaya. Ahamilinake pyalayasattaya. Idamaham pada bhikyamanvaham. Ihamadam pada bhikyamanvaham. Idamaham pada bhikyamanvaham. Idamaham pada bhikyamanvaham. Ahamilinake pyalayasattaya. Ahamilinake pyalayasattaya. Ahamilinake pyalayasattaya. Ahamilinake pyalayasattaya. How to arrive at this meaning of the word I, content of the word I, substance of the substantive I, how to arrive at it? He says, idam na, you know, etad, this, aham pada abhikyam. Aham pada abhikyam means what? Idam, this, what is this? This aham pada abhikyam. Abhikyam means what is known as I. Abhikyam na, naan endra sollapadugindra. Naan endra sol, no, sollal ariyapadugindra, koorapadugindra. Okay? What is implied? Or what is known as? Abhikya means what is called or what is known as I. What is known as I means what? Actually, what is implied by the word I? Aham pada abhikyam. Naan endra sollin porulaga irupadu. Aham pada abhikyam. Abhikyam means known as. So, what is implied by the word I? What exactly is implied by the word I? See, what is implied by the word wave? What is known as the wave, actually? Whatever is known by the word wave, actually is what? H2O. Similarly, whatever is implied by the word I, which is implied by this word I? This word I, what is implied by this word I, which word? First person singular pronoun I, actually is, he says, anvaham, you know, abhikyam, anvaham, Anvaha means what? Anu aham. Ahaha means day. Ahaha means pahal. Or you can say day. Anu aham means anvaham. It's a word. Every day. Or regularly. Daily. Every day. Daily. Anvaham. Day by day. Every day. Daily is what now? Is this. Is it is there. Daily it is there means what? What is there daily? What is there every day? This me, what is implied by the word I? This word I. We all know this word I. What is that word? This word. Which word? Idam. What idam padam? What is idam padam? Aham padam. This idam padam, this word I, na? This word I mean what? Abhikyam. Iham pada, idam pada, idam aham pada, abhikyam. Whatever is implied as the content of the word I, the content of the word I, implied by the word I, the substance of the word I, the meaning of the word I, the essence of the word I, the existence of the word I, understand now? Actually is what? Idam aham pada abhikyam anvaham asti. It is daily, it is there. Asti I am not just adding, okay? It is daily, it is there. Where is it? When is it? It is daily means what? It's always there. It is always there. Always there. That means there is no time, it is not. There is no time, it is not. How do you say there is no time, it is not? Because, what do you mean there is no time and it is not? There is a time, the world is. There is a time, the time is. There's a time when the world is not. There's a time when the time and space are not. World is not. So what? When the world is not, time is not, space is not, okay, all that which exists within the realm of time and space are not. What do you mean by that? Even the knowledge am is not. Even when I am is not. Look at this. When I am also is what? There is a time when this knowledge I am is. There is a time this knowledge I am is. When is the time? Waking state. In waking state, this knowledge I am. Irikiren enra arivu irikiradu. Understand? And this knowledge, I am, this thought, the thought, I am, thought, is not there. When? There is a time it is not there. When? In deep sleep state. That state is called deep sleep state. In fact, this knowledge, I am, when it is not there, that is when it is called deep sleep state. What is deep sleep state? Deep sleep state is the state even this thought, I am, is not there. In fact, when this thought, I am, is not there, then that is the state when no other thought is there. No other thought is there, it means all the thoughts are resolved naturally as a function of the, part of the function of mentation, minding. Then what happens? All the senses without being backed by the mind, they also remain resolved. Then what happened? No perception takes place. So what? The whole jagat also is resolved as though. Ulahame aandhu vittadna. Engenna? Unnulla. Understand? Look at this. Amazing. The whole jagat is as good as non-existent for the one who is asleep. Jagat is existent. For you it is not existent. Why? Because it is resolved. Why it is resolved? Where is it resolved? Understand? It is not perceived. Why it is not perceived? Because the sense powers, the perception does not take place. Why the perception does not take place? Because sense powers are resolved. Why the sense powers are resolved? Because attrition of the mind does not back up the senses. Why the attrition of the mind does not take back up the senses? Because all the thoughts are resolved, the entire mind is resolved. Maname odungi irikkirathu. Why? Because the knowledge am is resolved. What do you mean then? The knowledge am is not there. Even when the thought I am is not there, always what is there? The content of the I am, okay? Content of the I is there. Understand, no? So, his idam, this, ahampada abhikyam, the content, the implied, what is implied as the meaning, as the content, as the substance of this word I, is there daily, even when the I thought is resolved. Thought is resolved, but the content of the thought is. If the wave is resolved, content of the wave H2O is there. Similarly, the thought, I thought is resolved, still the substance of the I thought, the awareness is. Understand now? Daily I thought is resolved. The thought is resolved. I am. Knowledge, the thought is resolved. அறிவு தான் இல்லையே தவிர அறிவின் ஆதாரமாக இருக்கின்ற தட் சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த நாலெட்ஜ் ஃப்ரம் வேர் தி ஐ ஆம் தி நாலெட்ஜ் அரைசஸ் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி தேர் இசன்ட் இட் தி சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சப்ஸ்டாண்டிவ் ஐ தி ஐ ரைசஸ் அஸ் ஆம் ஐ ரைசஸ் அஸ் ஆம் இருக்கிறேன் அண்ட் இஸ் ரிசால்வ்ட் Still what? I am. Understand now. Still I is. The content of I still is there. That's anu aham. Anvaham. Daily in deep sleep state. Okay. Why? Because daily, we suppose sleep every day. That's why. Daily when you fall asleep, there's a time when you fall asleep night or day. You fall asleep sometime. Whenever you fall asleep, daily what happens? I thought is flat. In our Lama language is flat. No? I thought stretches. I thought falls flat. I thought is resolved. Even then, this ahampada abhikyam, what is the content of the word I, implied by the word I, exists. He says, Ahami leenake api. Say no. Ahami leenake api. Ahami leenake means what? Ahami means even when this I thought is resolved. In deep sleep state, ahami means naan endra ennam illada podum koda. Naan irikkiren endra arivu illada podum koda. Odungi irukkum podum koda. அகமி சொன்னா நான் என்ற எண்ணம் ஓகே லீனகே அபி ஒடுங்கி இருக்கும் போதும் கூட நான் இருக்கேன் என்ற அறிவு நான் என்ற எண்ணம் ஒடுங்கி இருக்கும் போதும் கூட அந்த எண்ணத்திற்கு எண்ணத்தின் தோற்றத்தின் இருப்பிடமாகிய பரம்பொருள் இருப்பாகிய பரம்பொருள் இருந்து கொண்டே இருக்கிறது Even when the thought I am is resolved, even then, the source of the thought continues to exist. The thought which rises as I am, even when it is resolved daily in deep sleep state, even when the thought is resolved, the source of the thought, origin of the thought, existence of the thought continues to exist. What is the content of the thought? Pure awareness. So ahami leenake api. Okay, aham pada abhikyam. You can say simple language. Aham pada artaha. Okay, ahami leenake api asti. The content of the word I continues to exist even when the thought I resolves. Understand now? I think you got it. No? How it exists? He says, alaya sattaya. What is alaya sattaya? I'll explain to you. Look at this. Satta means existence. It's Ramana Maharshi's own language, okay? Very sort of, which code he just says things. Satta, satyam, sat. All the three words mean the same. Tell you, better know the words. Satta is a feminine gender word. Satta, sat, satyam. Three words mean what? Three words mean the same. Existence, reality. Reality or truth or existence. You can say existence. I can say satta, satyam, sat. Of ocean is H2O. Satta, satyam, sat of chain is gold. We can say that. Similarly, sat or satta or satyam of the jagat is Brahman consciousness, pure consciousness. You can say that. Sat. Similarly, he says, existence. When you see the wave, what do you say? Wave is existent. What do you say when you see the wave? What will you say? Wave is there. Wave is there means wave is existent. When you say wave is existent, what do you say? Wave exists. Wave exists. After some time, when you say wave exists, it means what? H2O exists. Wave exists means H2O exists. When the wave exists, H2O exists, wave exists. Isn't it? But there, we had to talk about two existences, know that? One will go off, one will continue to stay. Wave is subject to resolve. Water will continue to exist. Wave existence, understand now. Water will continue to exist, wave will not continue to exist. It means what? Wave subject to resolve. Therefore, that which continues to exist is called alaya satta. Okay? Laya satta means what? Suppose existence of wave resolves, isn't it? Wave resolves. So wave, if the wave goes off, what we say? Wave is laya satta, laya maitch. Existence of wave resolves. Therefore, existence of wave is said to be laya satta. What is alaya satta? Existence of H2O is alaya satta. Existence of H2O is alaya satta. Existence of wave is laya satta. Layamahindra irupu. Layam ahada irupu, odungahira irupu, odungada irupu. The two things now, water is existent, wave is existent. Of both, what wave resolves, water does not resolve. Isn't it? Therefore, existence of the wave is said to be layasatta, existence of water is said to be alayasatta. Similarly, here what he says, when I am, when you say, hey, listen to me carefully, I am, when you say, the world is, when you say, there is also what? World is existent, I am existent, consciousness is existent, isn't it? Consciousness is existent, I am existent. When I say I am existent, consciousness is existent. In deep sleep state, I am not there. Understand? I am, the thought is not there. That is why I can't say. I'm not even there to say I am. I'm not also, you can't say. You cannot say I am not in deep sleep state. Understand? The thought I am is not there, that but consciousness, the content of the I is there. How is it? Alaya Sattaya. As a permanent existence. As the pure existence. So, Laya Satta means, okay, apparent existence. Alaya Satta means, okay, permanent existence. Pure existence. How do you say it is pure existence? He says, the pure consciousness, the pure awareness which you arrive at as the meaning of the word I is in fact the existence, the pure existence. Consciousness, pure consciousness, the meaning of the word I is actually the pure existence. Pure awareness is pure existence. How do you say here? You have to say again here. Existence of water is the existence of the ocean. Therefore, water is the existence of the ocean. Similarly here, existence of awareness is existence of I thought. Existence of awareness is the existence of any thought. Existence of awareness is existence of any mind, the entire mind. Existence of awareness is the existence of the whole jagat. Therefore, awareness is, pure awareness is the pure existence of the whole jagat. Pure awareness is the existence of the I thought. Understand now? Therefore, what is pure existence, which does not, pure existence is not subject to time. Kala varayarai atradu, kalame thought. Where is time? Tell me. Time is in thought. Time is in knowledge, isn't it? Arivin vishayamahiya porulkal ellame arivu ennathil dhaan irukkindranan. Look at this simple thing. All the objects, all those which are objects of knowledge are not outside of knowledge. Knowledge is thought. Understand now. And this knowledge, the thought which has no knowledge, this knowledge is not outside of pure knowledge, the reality, the awareness. Isn't it? Therefore, what is existence? Pure existence now. There is no pure existence other than awareness. Okay? Pure awareness is the pure existence. That is why alaya satta, not laya satta. Satta means existence. The pure existence which does not resolve any time, which is not lost any time. Okay? They say abadhitam satyam, abadhitam, which cannot be negated any time as something which is not there. Illadhu endru oru kaalathilum enna neekkapada mudiyadhu. Illamal povadhu endru sollapada mudiyadhu. That which cannot be pointed out, negated as something non-existent. Oru saarathu illam poiduchu. There's a time it is not there. Abadhitam, it cannot be affected, afflicted, negated, removed as something non-existent. No time it is, there is no time when it is not there. That's why we always, we have to know this only with reference to our three states of experience. whatever time, there's no time in deep sleep state, okay, only in waking state. Time and space and everything is in waking state. In deep sleep state, there's a state of experience. Understand? There, that the experiencer is always there. There's no experience other than the awareness. Awareness is not the experiencer. But there's no experience other than awareness. There's no time. Mukkalangalilum irupadun sanna. Yendra kalatanika trishu kalesha abadhitam isatyam. What is existence? Yedu irupunna. எது தூய்மையா பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இருந்து கொண்டே இருப்பதுதான் இருப்புன்னா தட் விச் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஹவு டு யூ நோ தட் வாட் இஸ் இட் விச் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் இஸ் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் திரிகால அபாதித்தம் சத்தியம் பாஸ்ட் இட் இஸ் தேர் பிரசன்ட் இட் இஸ் தேர் ஃபியூச்சர் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் தேர் நத்திங் இஸ் தேர் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் தேர் The pure awareness, no time, the awareness disappears. Understand? That's what? Alaya Satta. Jagat is in waking state. Jagat is not there. In dream state, dream Jagat alone is there. In deep sleep state, no dream world, no real world. Nothing is there. But still, what is there then? Awareness. Awareness, you get to always say, there is awareness of the universe being there in waking state. There is awareness of dream being there in dream state. There is awareness of the world being not there in deep sleep state. Tell me when the awareness is not. There is always awareness. There is awareness of dream state. There is awareness of deep sleep state. There is awareness of the world being not there in deep sleep state. Not, okay, world being not experienced in deep sleep state. There is awareness of what in every state? Tell me. There is awareness. Of the world being not there, the awareness of world being there, the awareness of dream being there, means what is common all of them? Awareness. This word what? Alaya Satta. Understand now? Udungamal, maramal, irundu hunde iruppad. Layamahada Satta. Understand now? Laikindra Satta idunna. Jagat layasatta. Jagat has layasatta. Yeah? Thungi poeta jagat illa. Jagat has sundamad bandamad. Understand? Until you wake up, you find. Where is? Nobody is there. Let's say we have some songs also. Kaadu vare, manevi, kadesi vare, yaro. All those things. Thungur vaikinda illa. Fall asleep until you wake up, no bandam. Okay? Kaal anish paathukla. Then our fight and all those things. Let us afterwards. Once you fall flat, you are fast asleep. No jagat. Isn't it? But what is one thing? Tell me. Just the awareness. Understand? Just what I'm saying. There is pure awareness. Understand? And in dream state, there's awareness. In waking state, there's awareness. There's no time. Jagat, jagataha layaha, jagat layam bhavati, okay? Jagat, jagat liyate jagat. Listen, again, udbhavati. Jagat, the universe resolves. When the universe resolves? As the result, okay? Then it comes into manifestation. You fall asleep, understand now? Jagat also is asleep. Jagat is resolved. You wake up, Jagat is there for you. But what is that which does not resolve at all? Pure awareness. Understand? Actually, you can't say better than this. I want to say so beautifully. He says, Alaya Sattaya. Okay? Alaya Sattaya. He says, Anvaham Asti. Asti, I'm adding, okay? ஒடுங்காமல் இருந்து கொண்டே இருக்கின்றது. எதுனா த கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட் ஐ. எப்போனா ஈவன் வென் ஐ ஆம் ரிசால்வ்ஸ், ஓகே, ஈவன் திஸ் தாட் ஐ ஆம் இஸ் ரிசால்வ்ட், தி கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஐ ஆம் இஸ் தேர் as what? As pure awareness. That is what is pure awareness. Is it clear now? That's why now you know everything is existent. See, irukkiradhu ellame saadhi irandoliye verillai, okay, satyam and mithya rendu saadhi as though and resolve two in one, okay, me resolve mithya in satyam. Where is mithya? Okay, this one mithya is satyam. Mithya does not have independent existence. If it has independent existence, you can say the two things. Mic can exist independent of the chair being there. The chair can exist independent of the mic being there. They are two different, one does not depend upon other thing for its existence. Therefore, we count as one and two. But here, the wave cannot exist independent of water. Therefore, we cannot count it as two. Second thing, understand, we cannot, it doesn't have countability. We cannot count it as number one water, number two wave, we count. That means what? No, can't count it. Because if it has independent existence, then you can count it as a second thing. The wave does not have independent existence, therefore you cannot count it as a second thing. So what? You have to resolve it as what? Water is satyam, wave is not unreal, wave is neither real nor unreal, but wave is mithya, it is as though existent. This wave, mithya, wave is satyam, water. It's called, understand now? So what is this wave? Wave also is existent, water also is existent, but existence of wave is layasatta, existence of water is alayasatta. So I, existence of I, understand now, is what? Layasatta. Awareness is alayasatta. What is alayasatta? Okay, existence of awareness is alayasatta. This awareness is always there. How do you know? In every day, in sleep, anvaham, ahami, leenake api. Every day in sleep, when this I thought resolves also, the content of I continues to exist as pure awareness. Understand? How clear he must have been now to say this. Imagine to say these words. The vision must be so profound and clear. Okay. Now he is telling. Traditional, we have a traditional method of self-enquiry. You know, how to arrive at the meaning of the word I. Always know meaning of the word, because we have our own wrong meaning of the word I. That we know. And we do not know that our meaning of the word I is wrong. We do not know. This is that he gives in a nutshell analysis. Look at this. Self-analysis in a nutshell given here. Very briefly. Vigrahendriya pranadhitamaha. Vigrahendriya pranadhitamaha. நாகமேகசத் தஜ்ஜடம் ஹ்யசத். நாகமேகசத் தஜ்ஜடம் ஹ்யசத். விக்ரஹேந்திரிய ப்ராணதீதமஹ. விக்ரஹேந்திரிய ப்ராணதீதமஹ. நாகமேகசத் தஜ்ஜடம் ஹ்யசத். நாகமேகசத் தஜ்ஜடம் ஹ்யசத். நாகமேகசத் தஜ்ஜடம் ஹ்யசத். நாகமேகசத் தஜ்ஜடம் ஹ்யசத். It's one long compound. It's like, you know, in Sanskrit we can say phone, Of course, a mic, chair, book, specs, phone, bag, no? All these things are there. You can say, you can just say, mic, chair, phone, bag, pustakadini. You can say one sentence, you can say all of them together, you can say. That was, but like he says here, one long words, all of them together, he says, vigraha, say no?
Vigraha.
Indriya.
Indriya.
Prana.
Prana.
Dhi.
Dhi.
Tamaha.
Tamaha.
All of them together, he mentions, what one stretch. What are they? He says, vigraha. Vigraha means vigraha. We say it separately, vigraha means a statue. But here, what is a statue? Okay, a statue means many things you must have put together. Okay, anything you assemble with many parts. Any statue is what? Many things are put together. When you assemble many things together properly, it becomes a statue. Vigraha, isn't it? You have to fix everything separately. Or you have to carve and make it. One stone you take, and this really sculptor works on the stone, and you can't see for some time, okay? That's why they won't even allow. They so focus and do it. And afterwards, when you go and see, my God, I gave him only one stone, and now he has made a statue which looks one, but still it has so many parts. Isn't it? Hands, legs, head and eyes, and you can see, you can, but you can't call it by one name now. Stone. You can say statue, but still you have to, statue can't say one word. How the nose looks, how the eyes look, how the head looks. You have to say so many things about the statue. So vigraha means in fact here physical body. Why physical body? Because physical body also, in fact, is something which has many parts assembled intelligently together. Many parts put together intelligently is physical body. If unintelligently put means what? It will not serve any purpose. The steering has to be in a place where the steering has to be. The wheels have to be there where the wheels have to be. The car door has to be there where, like that, everything should be there in the right place. Then all the spare parts put together is what? Intelligently put together is a car which serves a purpose. You can get in and drive and go and come. All the spare parts, collect them separately and put them in a heap, like a heap in a corner. This is seven purposes. So intelligently put together is what? Vigraha. Understand now? So intelligent assemblage of many parts is physical body, vigraha. And then already it is what? It's a man, a modified form of the food we eat, where we know very well. Tattvabodha class. You have to remember Tattvabodha. No, is what now? Anna vikaraha. Listen now. It's nothing but modified form of food. Born of food, eaten by the parents, sustained by mother's food, later on still be sustained by food, and when it falls also, it become food for what? Manure for other beings, isn't it? Other plants. And in the form of plants, become food for other beings also, again. So, annat jayate, annena vardhate, understand now, anne praliyate. Born of food, sustained by food, again goes back to food. That is what is physical body. We know already it is what now. So five elemental. So the combination of five, modification of five elements is this physical body already. And this physical body again has what? Many parts also. So vigraha. Understand? Vigraha. Then he says what next is indriyani. Indriyani, you know, it's just, we've already studied in Pattubodha class, very simple class, not a difficult thing. Indriyani, you know, indriyani, you have to remember all the 10 powers, okay? 5 sense powers, subtle. Indriyam means power. Indriyam na sunave shakti. Shakti na power. What is power? Subtle power. Subtle power you can't see through physical eyes, we can understand power being manifest. We have 10 subtle powers, you know? Karma Indriyani, Jnana Indriyani. All subtle powers. Powers of organs of actions and five subtle powers of knowledge. Sense organs. Indriyani. Then Pranaha. Now, Pranaha stands for what? All the fivefold physiological functions. Now, Prana. One vital air involved in five different functions. Understand, governing five different systems is what? Known by the word prana here. All those five functions. Then dhihi. Dhihi literally means intellect. Here it stands for the entire antahkaranam. Manaha, buddhihi, chittam, everything. Ahankara, everything. Dhihi. And he mentions separately one thing, ignorance. Tamaha. Tamaha is what? Ignorance. Isn't it? Ignorance. So, all these together, physical body, so indriya, prana, dhi, three together stand for subtle body, gross and subtle body. Tamaha, specially he mentions ignorance, which is also part of the mind, a state of mind, isn't it? Tamaha, he says, na aham, na vigraha, dehaha, aham na indriyani, aham na pranaha, aham na dhihi, aham na tamaha. At least samskritam indulaka punjuchu. Liya? Aham na tamaha. I am not any of this. That means what? Content, the meaning, the substance of the substantive aham is equal to not any of this. Understand? Then what am I? Because, why I am not all of them? Because they are all evident to me. Understand now? They are all evident to me. They are all evident to me. They are all known to me. They are all known to me, evident to me. Therefore, I am not any of them. How can I be those which are evident to me? Simple thing. Not take much time here. Then he says, aham. We have to again add this aham here. Ekasat. Say now. Ekasat. Ekasat. Means what? Aham. Ekam satyam. Ekasat means what? Ekam satyam. I, the self, am the only existence. I, the self, am the pure existence. I, the self, am the non-dual reality. Ure paramborul naan. Undrana paramborul naan. The wave can say boast, no? Boast itself. I, the wave, am the H2O. The only existence of the entire ocean. Understand? Similarly, he also can say, aham sat, eka sat, aham ekam satyam. I, the self, am the only real, non-dual reality. Why ekam solrana solrana? Only reality or non-dual reality. One but solradil tanya. Then he says, why? Therefore, I the self am the only reality, only existence, one non-dual existence or non-dual reality. I am not any of those. What any of those? Vigraha, aham na vigraha, I am aham na pranaha, aham na dihi, aham na manaha. Listen now. Aham na tamaha. Why? Because he says, asat. Asat means what? They are not sat. They are asat. Asat means what? They are mithya. Better don't use the word unreal. Okay? Even if I happen to find in Swamiji's book. Swamiji doesn't. That's why Swamiji stopped this book. We don't want to give this book to anybody because he didn't like some translations. He's re-editing himself. Swamiji just gave the talks. The people who translated these books, you know, sometimes transcribed, whatever they liked, the word they put it. So now Swamiji stopped these books. Madhala ponadu ponadu da. Now he didn't know that, he never knew all these things. People listen and transcribe his talks and they print it out. And the books were gone everywhere. And then he knows, no, it's all boring to always to read on so many things, no, sometimes. Swamiji knows so much. And then if he has to look, proofread means what? And then one day he happened to see this, oh my God. Then he said, I'm going to reread the whole thing now because I don't want people to be misguided as my books, no. That is why even I didn't want to give these books to you, but still I gave. But, because sometimes the word unreal. In fact, mithya. Understand now? Why? Asat, he. The he, see, the he has no meaning, okay? Wherever it comes, in the context, it will give some meaning. We have to take the contextual meaning of he. Adu enga varudhu adu paathu eduthukonum. So here, why, because, you have to take that way. Asat, what does it? This, all this pranaha, vigraha, manaha, dihi, tamaha, they're all mithya. I am Sat. I, the Self, am Aham, Ek Sat, Ekam Satyam. I am the only reality. I am the only second, okay, non-dual existence, pure existence, non-dual reality. But what about these things? They are not Satyam, they are all Mithya. Okay, why do you say they are Mithya? Because How can it define? It's defined differently, okay? Satyam is that which is self-existent, which exists independently, which has independent existence, self-existent, thanai irupadu, tannirupirukku matrade saaradadu. What about mithya? A mithya is that which has no independent existence, which cannot exist at all without Satyam, is Mithya. So what? Mithya is Jadam. Mithya is Jadam. Satyam is pure awareness. The pure existence. Reality is the existence. Look at this. You have to know this. Reality of the ocean is H2O. Therefore what? Existence of ocean is H2O. Isn't it? Therefore, existence of ocean is H2O. Similarly here also, reality is what? Sat. Reality is what? Existence. Isn't it? Existence. Pure existence. What is this existence? He has to say here, the pure existence is pure consciousness. They are not two different things. Pure existence is, there is no existence other than consciousness. There is no existence of the ocean other than H2O. Similarly, there is no existence of anything other than consciousness. Pure existence. Isn't it? Therefore, he says here, Asat, not is, how do you say this? This existence is what? Satyam. What about Asat? Mithya is Jadam. What, inert in nature. What is inertness? Satyam, existence is pure consciousness. Mithya is Jadam. Satyam, existence is awareness. Mithya is inert. Jadam in nature. What do you mean by Jadam? That which does not know its own existence. Not only that, that which does not reveal its existence by itself, Tanaha Vilangadadu, is Jadam. Tanaha Vilangina, அது உணர்வுடையது. தானாக விளங்காதது ஜடம்னா. In fact, whole jagat is jadam. It is very, for some people, it's very, they get very sad when they say, your body is jadam, non-alim. People always think jadam. Even when Rodney Jalatha were very upset initially, when he, not Because Swamiji, Jadam means stone is Jadam, they are very happy to accept it. Stone is Jadam. And any mountain is Jadam, soil is Jadam, even tree is Jadam, okay, they are happy. But your body is Jadam and you say, no, how come? A dead body alone is Jadam, we think, no. The body which is alive also is Jadam, you know that. Conscious body also is inert, dead body also is inert. How do you define inertness? That which does not reveal itself, that which does not reveal its existence by itself. Tan iruppai thanaga unartha iyaladavai. Jadam. That means it is known. Understand now. See, nothing is evident to the body. Understand now. It's a simple thing. That is why other than awareness, everything else is jadam. This is something to be very difficult for people to understand. You know that? Because we are all alive, we thought we are not jadam, okay? You are not Jadam. Who said you are Jadam? That's a problem. Because we get so sad when we say body is inert, because the identity is with the body. That is why. If your identity is not with the body, then you won't be upset. If you are objective, then you won't be upset. A live body or inert body, every body is inert. Know why? Tan iruppai thanaga unartha mudiyadhu, unartha iyaladhu. That which does not reveal its existence by itself. That means what? Suppose like opaque object is there. Opaque object is there. It doesn't have the capacity to make you know its presence. It's very much dependent on light. Light is there. Light is not there. As good as non-existent. Why? Even in the absence of light, why can't it reveal its presence to you? That is its nature. Swabhavame adha. What is swabhavamna? Swabhavaha. That is of the nature of, understand now, what? Remaining unrevealed in the presence of darkness. It doesn't have the capacity to shine. Thanaga olira tanmai kadaiyadhu. That's why it's called opaque also. So also the physical body is what? It cannot make its presence known. It cannot be known. It cannot reveal its presence by itself. That's why it's called jadam, inert. Puriyudha ungalukku ippo. So what? It is dependent to be known. If it cannot make its presence known, it is as good as non-existent. Understand now? If there is no knower, so it will never make, okay, I am here, come and see me, I am here, I am, okay, because it does not know its own existence, therefore it what now? It does not have the capacity to reveal its existence also. Therefore, unless there is a knower, it will be unknown. If it is unknown, it will be as good as non-existent. அறியப்படாத பொருள் இருந்தாலும் இல்லாத மாதிரி. You have to remember this. If it is unknown, it is as good as non-existent. Isn't it? That is why we call it what? Jadam. Why? It cannot reveal its existence by itself. தன் இருப்பை தானாகவே உணர்த்த இயலாதது. So what? It is dependent on something else. To be existent, I tell you, to have the status of being existent, look at this, to have the status of being existent, it needs to be known. To be known, it is dependent on the knower. Simple thing. Is it clear now? So also what? Not only this physical body, so the vigraha, What about prana? What about senses? Subtle powers, very subtle powers. Subtle powers also asat, mithya. Mithya means what? Jadam. Jadam means what? Inert. Inert means what? They're of the nature of inertness means they also do not have the capacity to reveal their existence. It means what? They will remain unknown. They'll be as good as non-existent. So what? To have the status of being existent, to enjoy, understand now, irukkudhenu sollapadradhukku ennanna, it needs to be known, dependent on the knower. So also what? So also the even what? Pranas. Pranas are inert. Physical body is inert. Every bit is, we think only nail is inert, okay? Even the skin where you can't touch with the blade is that nothing. Konjam patta, we say that conscious. I tell you, even then, okay? Even then, there's no difference, okay? At least you feel here, there's a feeling. There's no feeling, that's all. But both are inert. The konja kashtam na uttukarudhu. Not that.
How about the thought of I am?
I'm coming to that also. Any thought, that is why dhihi, also is mithya. Therefore what? Jadam. Mithya means jadam. Jadam means what? That which no thought has the capacity to reveal its existence by itself. Even the thought, I am. Amma, adhum kuda appadina. The thought I am also. Leave that I, just am. You know, I also can say. I am also is a thought. Irikkiren appadingra arivu da I am, isn't it? That thought, arivu also na elundha ennam thana. The thought also is inert. That's why dihi, vigraha, asat, jadam. Then we have to say, Indriyani asat jadam. Pranaha asat jadam. Dehi means entire mind asat jadam. When I say entire mind, I thought is gone, is part of it, isn't it? I am also is what? Jadam. Yella ennangalum enname jadanda. See, very subtle here. You have to think. Namak I am gurdhi enna I am? Thought, notion, isn't it? Just the thought is a ennam thadu. Ezhukindra ennam. Irikkenengra arivu. Arivu is a ennam. Thought. The entire mind is what? Dehi. What about ignorance? Thought. State of mind. It's also what? Any state of mind. A thought is a state of mind. The entire mind is what? A mind. Mind also, any of the thoughts, all the thoughts together do not have the capacity to reveal their existence. Naan irikkirenengra arivu adukku thaniya kadaiyadu. Understand? Adu irikkirathu thaan. Ellame irikkirathu thaan. Irikkengra arivu edukkume kadaiyadu. Indha irikkendra arivaga udippaduve ennanna. Understand what I'm saying? So all are mithya. Why? They are jadam. So what? They do not have independent existence. Abba, this is what I want to say. They do not, why they do not have independent existence? Because even to have a status of being existent, they need to be known. Why? Because they do not have the capacity to reveal their existence by itself. Like the opaque object does not have the capacity to reveal its presence, make its presence known in the absence of light. Similarly, all these things are mithya or asat jadam, by because they do not have the capacity to reveal their existence to you. So what? If anything which does not have the capacity to reveal its existence by itself, that means what? It is as good as non-existent. So for it to enjoy the status of being existent, it needs to be known. To be known, it is dependent on the knower. Okay? So, existence of knower is the existence of the known. Understand now? Who is the knower now? Knower is meaning of the word I. Meaning of the content of the word I is pure awareness. Therefore, pure awareness is the pure existence. Arivum, irupum, iruveru vishyangal alla. Arivu sonna awareness nu solren, not this thought arivu. Okay? Arivu sonna the pure awareness is pure existence. Arive prapanchatin irupu. Prapanchatin irupa irupadu arivunna. Parampurul. And the what is it arivunna? There is no adaikatlum melana porul onnu kedaiyadu. That is why arive parampurul. Understand now? Arivu is Brahma. Knowledge is Brahman. Jnanam Brahma. Satyam Brahma. Understand now? How do you arrive at it? Self-enquiry. Don't go off and search for everything. Asat. He says, no, it's simple. Okay, that like we have the Dhrishyaveka Prakriya, and here we have this little small exercise again. How beautifully he puts it. Isn't it? So now you know, first he said Aham Sat. And which Aham Sat? So what about other things? They're all mithya. So I am not, see, Aham Sat, I am not all these things. The kind of I am is not these things, but pure I am Sat existence. What is an existence? He has to explain. I am existence, they are all not Aham. I am not them because they are all Asat. Asat means what? Mithya. Mithya means what? They are all Jadam. Jadam means what? Mithya means independent. Jada means what? Because they do not have. How they are dependent? Mithya means dependent. How they are dependent? Because they are jadam in nature. So what? They do not reveal their presence. Therefore what? They are dependent to be existent. Irukkaradukke they are dependent. Understand now? Dependent. Therefore what? Now you can understand. To be known, they are dependent. To be existent, they are dependent. Therefore, what? I am not them. Understand? Why? I am Sat. He brings it very beautifully. He connected it today. Satyam Chit onnu paniya chippo. Satyam Chit. Chit is awareness, isn't it? There is no. We are going to see actually. Time irukkala? Okay, good. Because he's bringing it actually. Next verse. That is why this is the word, we have to be very clear here. The asat means mithya. Mithya sonnale, what does it mean? Mithya means that which does not have independent existence. So what is that which does not have independent existence? Jadam. That which does not have independent existence is Jadam. That means what? Because it does not have independent existence means it cannot be existent if it is not known. To be known, why it cannot be known which is not known, it is not existent? Because it does not have the capacity to reveal its existence by itself. தன்னிருப்பை உணர்த்த முடியாது இயலாதது. சோ வாட் பட் டு பி நோன் இஸ் டிபெண்ட். டு பி டிபெண்ட் வாட்? நோவர். ஹூ இஸ் த நோவர்? த மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட் ஐ. வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட் ஐ? பியூர் அவேர்னஸ். பியூர் அவேர்னஸ் இஸ் வாட்? சித். சோ வாட்? தேர் இஸ் நோ அதர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அதர் தேன் அவேர்னஸ். அவேர்னஸ் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் அவேர்னஸ். சத்தேவ சித்து சித்தேவ சத். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? There is no Sat. Read the next verse.
Sattva bhasika chitva che chit. சத்வபாசிகா சித் க்வசே வேதரா சத்வபாசிகா சித் க்வவேதரா சத்வபாசிகா சித்வ சித் க்வவேதரா சத்வபாசிகா சித் க்வவேதரா சத்தயா ஹி சித் சித்தயா ஹ்யஹம் சத்தயா ஹி சித் சித்தயா ஹ்யஹம் சத்தயா ஹி சித் சித்தயா ஹ்யஹம் சத்வபாசிகா சித் க்வவேதரா சத்வபாசிகா சித் க்வவேதரா சத்தயா ஹி சித் சித்தயா ஹ்யஹம் சத்தயா ஹி சித் சித்தயா ஹ்யஹம்
இஸ் ஹி மேக்ஸ் ஹி கன்ஃபர்ம்ஸ் இட் ஹி ஆக்சுவலி கன்ஃபர்ம்ஸ் வாட் ஹி ஹஸ் செட் எர்லியர் வாட் ஹி ஹஸ் செட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வாட் வி ஹவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் அஹம் த கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட் அஹம் இஸ் நாட் எனி ஆஃப் த okay any of this things belong to the complex body mind complex why because I am pure existence I am the only non-dual secondless pure existence the reality they are all mithya all other things everything other than me the body mind is come etc they are all mithya asat because they are all they do not have independent existence why because they are jadam I am awareness as they are jadam how can I okay the pure existence which has independent existence be mithya which has dependent existence therefore I the self am the pure existence not mithya okay body mind sense complex which has dependent existence which is jadam understand we have to remember this very word jadam the dependent existence means that which is inert is even to have the status of being existent it is dependent on okay to it has to be known and to be known it is dependent on the knower understand now and the knower it is there's no other knower other than awareness therefore awareness is the existence satyam this is what you have to say okay now he says sattva bhasika சத்வபாசிகா சித் க்வ வா இதரா தமாஷான வார்த்தையில சத்வபாசிகா சத்வம் சத்வம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் வாட் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் சி சத் நாளே எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் தான் சத்துவம் ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் வாட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஒன்லி தட் விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பாருங்க சத் மீன்ஸ் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் சத்துவம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் என்ஜாயிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் என்ஜாய் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் சத்துவம் இருப்பா இருக்கும் தன்மை அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நோ ஆர் இருப்பு But you can sattvam means pure existence. And then bhasika. Bhasika is adjective for the word chit. Okay, bhasika is an illuminator. I told you bhas means light to illumine. Bhas means light. Bhas itself means light. That's why phosphorus also, I always think the chemical name. Must have come from ancient Japan. Phos, okay? That's different root anyway. Bhas means light. And then, the sun is called Bhaskaraha. Bhaswan. Bhaskaraha. Understand? And all that. And then, verb is Bhasayati. Bhasayati. Na? Vilangat Chehiradu. Yedu Vilangat Chehiradu. Ulurat Chehiradu. That's called Bhasakaha. Bhasakaha means, now we can say Deepaha Bhasakaha. Suryaha Bhasakaha. Sun is the illuminator. Bhasayati iti Bhasakaha. Bhasayati, like gachati, patati, bhasayati na illuminates. Vilangat Chehirar, Vilangat Chehiradu Bhasayati. Bhasakaha means Vilangat Chehiravar. The one who illumines is Bhasakaha. Suppose if you make it feminine gender. Ipo Chandraha Bhasakaha. Chandrika Bhasika. Understand? Chandrika na moonlight. Moonlight is the illuminator on full moon day. How will you say? Chandrika Bhasika. Bhasika nala illuminator. Feminine gender. Onnumilla. Such a make it, okay? Bhasakaha, masculine gender. Bhasika, feminine gender. Illuminator, she. Illuminator, he. Bhasakaha, Bhasika. Here, chit is a feminine gender word. Therefore, Bhasika. Illuminator. He says, Sattvam, Bhasika, chit. Sattva, Bhasika, chit. Va itkwa va itara. He says, Bhasika, okay, that which illumines everything, look at this, that which illumines everything, the illuminator of everything, is none other than existence. Sat. Eva Bhasika. Paranga ippadi solraaru ippo. Sat Eva Bhasika. The illuminator of everything else is Sat alone. Sat alone is the illuminator. Sat alone is the knower. Illuminator means what? Knower. Understand now? You cannot say knower. The knower of everything is the illuminator of everything. Please remember the steps. Knower of everything is the illuminator of everything. Sarvasya Bhasika, or you can say Bhasakaha, is what? Sat. The illuminator of everything. Knower of everything is the illuminator of everything. And the illuminator of everything is none other than Sat. And he says, who is this Sat? Chit. Understand now. Chit. The illuminator, who is illuminator? He said, pure awareness. Pure awareness. Kwa va itara. I have to put it there. Kwa. Kwangar is not actual question. It is sometimes used in the sense, it is also again another word used in different, in context, it will differ, meaning will differ. And here kwa means what? It's an object. When you want to raise objection by using tag like that, you know, you use the kwa to mean where. Itara chit kwa. Where is another illuminator? It's a question from objection mandra. Anna? Kwa itara. Itara means what? Adha. Chit allada verandru ulirachevindra purul edu. We ask him the question. Enge? Listen now. Chit na itara. Chit itara. Itara kwa. Itara kwa. It means what? Itara chit itara. Chit. Kwa va itara. Where is that? Where is an illuminator? where is an illuminator other than, okay, chit? Look at this now. Where is the illuminator other than the chit? Is there other awareness? Is there other illuminator, other awareness which is different from existence? He is asking, this is the question. Is there another awareness, illuminator, the knower, other than existence? No. He just says, his connection here. Kwa? Kwa itarachit? Okay? Asattva bhasika, sattva bhasika, kwa va itarachit? Understand? அனைத்திற்கும் இருப்பாக இருக்கின்ற அனைத்துக்கும் இருப்பாக உள்ள பரம்பொருளை தவிர வேறு அறிகின்ற பொருள் ஒன்று உண்டா? எங்கே உள்ளது? அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ், வேர் இஸ் அன் அதர் இல்லிமினேட்டர் தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ், வேர் இஸ் அதர் இல்லிமினேட்டர் தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அதர் தேன் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ்? இட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? Pure existence alone is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness alone is pure existence. They are not two different things. Don't think knower conscious. Knower is consciousness, you know that very well. Therefore, illuminator is consciousness. Okay, is there another knower, other conscious, other thing, other than existence? Existence is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is existence. Understand? இருப்பை தவிர, தூய்மையான இருப்பை தவிர, அறிகின்ற அனைத்தையும் ஒளிரச் செய்கின்ற, விளங்கச் செய்கின்ற, விளங்கச் செய்கின்ற அறிவு வேறொன்று இருக்கிறதா? எங்கே இருக்கிறது? வேறொரு அறிவு எங்கே இருக்கிறது? இருப்பை தவிர வேறொரு அறிவு, அறிகின்ற விளங்கச் செய்கின்ற அறிவு எங்கே இருக்கிறது? தட்ஸ் த ஆக்சுவல் க்வெஸ்சன். அனைத்தையும் விளங்கச் செய்கின்ற, ஒளிகரச் செய்கின்ற அறிவு இருப்பை தவிர எங்கே இருக்கிறது? ஐ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இருப்பே அறிவு. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ்? எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ். தி க்வெஸ்சன் ஒன்லி reconfirms your understanding. You have to say no, there is no other existence, there is no other illuminator, the awareness, different from existence. There is no awareness, the illuminator, different from pure existence. That means what? Awareness, the illuminator of everything, okay, is pure existence. Pure existence is the pure awareness, illuminator of everything. Is it clear now? How he explains it? You have to remember the previous verse. What the previous verse says? Because the pure awareness is pure existence. How do you know? Because existence of knower is the existence of the known. Why? Because the known is jadam. For the known to be existent, it has to be known. To be known, it is, but no, dependent on the knower. There is no knower other than awareness. Awareness is not the knower. Why? Because knowing is not an action on the part of the awareness. But knowing is the swarupam. That is why it's called pure knowledge. Arive swarupam. Therefore what? The standpoint of the known jadam is a knower of the known jadam is awareness. Therefore what? Pure knowledge is existence of pure knowledge is the existence of jadam. Therefore we say one is satyam, one is mithya. Because they do not have, it does not have independent existence. We cannot count it as a second thing. So what? Where is the consciousness, the illuminator, the knower of everything, other than pure existence? Sattva bhasika chitkva va itara. இப்படி போடணும் question like this. Is it clear now? I think we have made it very, very clear now. He says, Sattaya hi chit, chittaya hi aham. Chattaya hi chit, chittaya hi aham. He says, Sattaya hi chit. That which is in the form of existence, சத்தாக இருப்பது, சத்தையான்னு சொன்னா சத்தாக இருப்பது, இருப்பாக இருப்பது. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ்? சத்தையான்னு சொன்னா ஆஸ் அ சத், சத் மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். சத்தையான்னு சொன்னா ஆஸ் அன் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ஆஸ் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ஆஸ் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் தேர்? சித். எச் சித்தலோன், அந்த சிச்சின் இருக்கும் அந்த சான்ஸ்கிரிட்ல சந்தி. So, chit actually, purichana chit, chit alone is in the form of pure existence. I mean what? Pure consciousness alone is in the form of pure existence. Therefore what? Pure existence is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure existence. He says, jit, chittaya, what is in the form of pure existence is pure consciousness. But what is in the form of pure consciousness is what actually? Aham. In which form am I? And this is a no. Or you can say, in which form is I? Am I vanda? Am I vambur? In which form is I? In which form is the wave? In which form is the wave? Na? Wave form? No, that is mithya. What is satya form? Okay. In which form is the wave? H2O. In which form is I? Pure consciousness. Understand now? So, chittaya hi aham. Naan chittaha irikkiren. நான் உணர்நுண் அறிவாக இருக்கிறேன், அறிவே இருப்பாக இருக்கிறது. நான் அறிவாக இருக்கிறேன், அறிவே இருப்பாக இருக்கிறது. ஐ ஆம் பியோர் அவேர்னஸ். ஓகே, சே ஐ ஈஸ் பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். Pure consciousness alone, what? I am, in fact, I is in the form of pure consciousness. I am, I is better. Right? Mm-hmm. So, you am is one of us. We are here. I think it was sometime better to. I is what? In the form of pure consciousness. Naan arivaha irikkiren. See, naan arivaha irikkiradu. தமிழும் அதே மாதிரி வருது, இங்கிலீஷ் மாதிரி. ஓகே, அறிவு இருப்பாக இருக்கிறது, இருப்பே அறிவாக இருக்கிறது. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ்? ஐ இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அலோன் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஐ ஆம் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் அகம் சத்து. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹீ செட் நோ அகம் சத்து. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹீ செட் ஐ ஆம் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். நவ் ஹீஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் ஐ ஆம் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். Why? Because pure existence is conscious. Pure consciousness is in the form of pure existence. I am in the form of pure consciousness. Therefore, I am in the form of pure existence. Look at this. Got it now? Sometimes I say I am, and I say I is to make it more clear. So pure knowledge is in the form of pure knowledge, or pure consciousness is in the form of pure existence. I is pure consciousness. Therefore what? I is pure existence. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C. Means what? Now we have to make it very clear. Chit is Sat, Sat is Chit. I think I have stopped now.
So then we should have another word for the dead body, not jadam.
Oh, you're still worried. See, our body was jadam, dead body was jadam. That's why you say shavaha. Shavahangra vartha, samskrita vartha. Tamil shavam solram illaya. The word shavaha is samskritam actually. Shavaha. Shavam irukkale.
But you
also say jadam. Preta shariram, jiva shariram. Sajivam, aji, nirjivam. Because namma we never disrespect it. Because devaha, deha, devalayaha. நம்ம உயிரோடு இருக்கிறப்போ உடம்புக்கு ரொம்ப மரியாதை உண்டு. போனதுக்கு அப்புறம் மற்றவங்க வேண்டி போறாங்க நமக்கு என்ன. ஜென்ரலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் வி நெவர் ஃபார் அஸ் பாடி மெயின்டெயின் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பிகாஸ் டெம்பிள் மீன்ஸ் வாட் சி ஆல்வேஸ் தி லைஃப் ஸ்பேன் ஹேஸ் டு பி லிவ்ட் கம்ப்ளீட்லி அண்ட் தென் வி ஹாவ் டு டேக் த பெஸ்ட் பாசிபிள் கேர் டு மெயின்டெயின் இட் வெல் To live the prarabdha. See, prarabdha, we can't say, prarabdha is only for 40 years, 50 years, we can't do anything about it. 60 years or 70 years, we can't do anything about it. Or 30, 20 years, we can't. Prarabdha is ordained. We can't know why God is, so all we talk when we don't understand things, we talk. Really speaking, the facts are different. See, only problem is we are not able to see subtle facts. Why is happening? What is happening? Understand? It's all prarabdha. Calculation, Bhagavan's calculation, prarabdha. So prarabdha, whatever prarabdha is there, we do not know. So as long as prarabdha is there, we should try to maintain this body. We should try to live as long as possible so that we can make this life more meaningful and successful so that we can try to know the truth and all that. இப்பத்தாலும் we are worried about so many other small things, small things. You know, lots of small things occupy our mind so much. Of course, very important. Food is important, shelter is important, everything is important. But when we are okay, then all things which do not need much time, they take so much of time. So that time is not, we don't have enough time to really spend for things which we need to spend for. அதனாலதான் சம்டைம்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் டேக் சோ லாங் சோ மச் ஆஃப் டைம் அண்ட் தென் வி நோ டைம் ஃபார் எண்ட் பட் சோ பாடி இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் வி ஹேவ் டு மெயின்டைன் லாங் ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி